Yes, you can believe it or not, this is another episode of Paul's Podcast. I know I said in the very first episode that I would only be podcasting once or twice a week, but I had more things to say today. Plus, I got some amazing feedback, which delighted me, of course. I should start by saying that yesterday I listened to the little 5-minute podcast that I posted, and I had an awful lot of ums in there, so I'm going to try not to say like I used to, you know? Just, I don't know. Anyway, so on Google Plus, I got lots of comments. I think I got 4 or 5 comments, people being all happy that I'm podcasting again. And on Twitter, I got several comments, people again saying they're so happy that my podcast is back, or that I'm podcasting again, not the same podcast is back. But I think I was a little shocked when I looked at my website and there were 7 comments on yesterday's podcast, which I just love. You know, podcasters love feedback, but we heard from Ricky from the Foul Monkeys, Timmy Sims, Arthur, Scotty, the little Aussie Battler, Anthony, Jay, the Haunt Cub, and Tara in Michigan. And they all left very nice comments about what they're doing for their resolutions. Well, some of them did. Some ask about the feed for my show. If you are listening on the website, you can you can put the feed in your iTunes. And what you do is in iTunes, you click on Advanced and you come down to Subscribe to Podcast. In that little window, you type in http://paularmstrong.name/feed. And then you hit OK, and that will find my feed and download all the episodes that are there. And that's how you do it. Hopefully, if you're hearing this, you have already done that, and you're already able to subscribe to a feed in iTunes. Some of the questions that were left were, am I going to do show up on group shows? Probably not right now. I'm going to stick to doing my own little reflection podcast, whatever, talking podcast myself, like I did in the early days of podcasting back in 2005, was it? 2004? I don't even remember now. But I've already got two people asking me if I'm going to do group shows, and no, I'm not going to do group shows. The other question, let's see, Tara was talking about her New Year's resolutions of eating better, losing weight, and saving money. Good for you, Tara. So yeah, I kind of totally screwed the diet today by eating these little sausage rounds that you make with sausage, ground beef, and Velveeta cheese, and you put them on these little rye bread squares. And I'm kind of stuffed right now, and I probably should not have eaten them because that totally blew my diet. And I don't know if I mentioned this yesterday, but I'm starting the new year weighing 218. So I would like to get, I think I did say that yesterday. See, I don't even remember. But I did weigh myself this morning, and it said 218. So I'm starting at 218 and hope to get down to 200 by the end of the year, or maybe more. I think that's realistic in a year's time. So by next January 2nd or 3rd, I'd like to weigh 200 pounds. So we'll see. Okay, now moving on. Oh, by the way, thank you all for the feedback. Anytime you want to leave comments, just go right ahead and do that. I do not have a phone line, and right now I do not plan to get one. So if you want to leave any kind of audio, there I go doing a big fatty. If you want to leave a comment or something, an audio comment, you could always just send me an audio file. That's fine. And the email address is armstrongpaul1964@gmail.com. So, moving on. Today is the first, I guess you can say, primary of the presidential election season. It's the Iowa caucuses taking place, of course, in Iowa. And it's for the Republican side of the ticket, I believe. I don't think they're doing any kind of Democratic stuff because I think it's a no-brainer that Obama is the nominee for the Democratic side, although I'm not sure if that actually is the case in terms of primaries. Anyway, in Iowa, I haven't actually talked or written on my blog about the crazy Republicans that are in the race this year, but I will say that they're all crazy and that I don't think any of them are going to give Obama a true fight for the presidency this year. I think he's going to have, well, I like to hope that he's going to have an easy time winning re-election. In terms of who will win the Iowa caucuses, though, I think the three front runners are Rick Santorum, Mitt Romney, and Ron Paul. The problem with having the Iowa caucus on January 3rd is that all of those college students who are crazy for Ron Paul, who will support him no matter what, they're on holiday break, and they're not back yet at the universities in Iowa to join in on the caucuses. So I don't think he's going to get the total support that people are thinking he's getting. And I ultimately think that Mitt Romney is going to win the caucus. However, I do think Rick Santorum is going to give him a run because they have some crazy evangelical people out there who really want an ultra-conservative person as their nominee for president. So there's a good chance Rick Santorum is going to come in second, I think. I'm recording this at 7:42 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so there's no way I have seen any kind of results come back yet from the Iowa caucuses. I'm going to actually have the TV on my DVR showing the news, and it's paused because I don't want to see anything come across the screen while I am recording. But that's my prediction, that Mitt Romney will come in first, Rick Santorum second, and Ron Paul third. I don't think Gingrich, Bachman, or who else is it? Rick Perry, have any chance of gaining any significant numbers in Iowa. And I believe New Hampshire is next, and that's what, in 2 weeks? I don't really know the date. So the crazy Republicans continue. I just love what's going on with all the fighting that they're doing, and they're bitching at each other, and Obama's doing the smart thing. He's just staying quiet. I think he already realizes that Romney will be the one to beat, because Republicans, the smart ones, will come together and realize that the only true candidate that is viable is Mitt Romney. I was talking with some friends over the weekend, and if Mitt Romney were to become the nominee and by some weird fluke of nature, he actually won the presidency, he would not be, of all those Republicans, he would not be the worst one to have as president. However, I don't think he's going to win. So, enough about that. Now look at this. I've already been talking for 8 minutes, and I said we're going to make these short. Well, I do want to talk about my brand new car. Oh, fuck, here's my phone. Hold on a second. All right, well, what seemed like a second for you was more like 20 minutes for me. You will never guess who was on the phone. It was Big Fatty. Big Fatty actually still has my phone number and gave me a call. And he was asking me all about podcasting and such. And he said he wanted me to tell what the real reason was that I came back to podcasting. Well, and everyone already knows because you probably heard it on Big Fat, or you will hear it on Big Fatty's podcast tomorrow. The real reason that I'm coming back to podcasting is so that Big Fatty cannot surpass me in episodes. For those of you who used to listen to me, I had recorded 1,109 podcasts before I quit before. And Big Fatty is up to 1,026, and I did not want him to surpass me, so I have to keep recording so that I'm constantly ahead of his number. That's the real reason. No, not really. No, Big Fatty was just calling to you know, just chit-chat and catch up. But that's not the reason. I'm starting from zero again, or one. So Big Fatty will definitely pass that 1,109 number in a very short time, another couple months, I think. A couple months. But anyway, it was great to hear from Big Fatty. And I know I said I was in the middle of saying I was going to talk about my car, but now I'm going to have to save that for maybe another episode tomorrow, because this is already going on 10 minutes, and I said I was going to keep these short. So I'm going to end this now, And again, thank everyone for the feedback, and definitely Big Fatty for giving me a call and encouraging me to continue to podcast. He's such a great guy. I told him he has the most popular podcast out there, and he didn't believe me. In any case, thank you for listening, and I will probably be back tomorrow with another little episode. So until next time, bye.